show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
In the morning, 720 WGN. It's the Steve Cochran Show. Andrea Darlis, Mark Carmen here with you until 10 o'clock. Steve will be back tomorrow. It's one of our favorite segments, The Kid of the Week. And we have all of our kids of the week are just so amazing and so wonderful and so inspirational. They do such great things. Today we're going to talk to a 14-year-old girl, Sarah Schumann. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah is an eighth grader at Oak Prairie. She and her class went to the Holocaust Museum in Skokie. Tell us about that experience for you, Sarah, when you went to the Holocaust Museum.
Well, it was very sad, of course, and it reminded me of, like, what's happening in Syria and Palestine, and I decided to do something about it.
So what did you do?
I talked to my teacher about if we could, like, donate to Syrian refugees and help them out, and she agreed with, like, an open mind. And then we went to our principal, who also supported us and agreed, and we started donating.
Sarah, when you were headed to the museum, did you have an idea even beforehand that you wanted to do something, or was it just being in the museum, seeing what was going on, and seeing the history, and that inspired you?
Actually, about 2 weeks before the Holocaust Museum, I was at my mosque, and we have a program there every Friday, and one of the leaders there was talking about what's going on in Syria, and so like later on that day, I went to my dad, and he like explained it to me, and I just knew I had to do something.
It's such a wonderful idea, number one, to want to do something. And when we received the story about you, Sarah, you were nominated by one of your teachers, I believe, your principal, who said that you wanted to be an upstander and not a bystander. That's so cool. I mean, you're 14 years old, can you just completely comprehend what that means?
Yeah, well, who would want to be a bystander, you know? Like, it's a bad feeling. Upstander, you're always going to have that positive, good feeling. And, you know, you're helping others, so what's better?
Sarah, as far as at school and your classmates around you, seeing that you're doing all this stuff, are you getting a lot of support from people jumping in and joining you, or you kind of feel like you're on your own?
No, of course. My family's always helping me and supporting me. Friends, students, classmates, teachers, of course, cousins, everyone who knows about this, like my friends at the mosque. They always help me out, of course.
And the tell us about the fundraiser that you held. This benefits, as you said, the SAMS, the Syrian American Medical Society. And tell everybody how much money you raised just based on that one fundraiser, the first one.
$700 nearly.
Boy, and everybody hopped on board. They said, you know what, we're all in.
Yeah.
It's got to make you feel so good to be helping other people. Do people come up to you, Sarah, and say, you know, tell us, do you know enough about, I mean, of course you do, but the refugee crisis, to explain to people, maybe people who aren't as informed as you are, to explain what's happening over there in Syria and Aleppo?
Yeah, I could definitely explain it.
Yeah, tell us from your point of view, you know, what's going on over there, what you're seeing, because I'm curious to see it from the eyes of a 14-year-old.
Well, there's two sides. There's the government against the civilians, basically. And they're basically fighting because they want Bashar al-Assad, the president, to, like, get out. But, you know, him and, like, Russia's teaming up against the opposition forces. And they're just fighting. And then who's stuck in the middle is the civilians of Syria, who's not on either side. And they're the refugees who are trying to flee.
Sarah, how much credit do your parents get as far as sitting around the dinner table, the breakfast table? When did you start hearing these type of conversations and sort of being directed in what was right and what was wrong and how people should be?
Well, my parents get a lot of credit, of course. They raised me, and we started talking about this when I'm from Palestine, and when we go there, like, almost every summer, we always see, like, wars and, like, battles and stuff, you know, we're used to that, you know. So I grew up in the household, like, knowing, like, that's not right. You know, my religion, Islam, teaches us to always be good, like, peaceful. We can't fight, like, that's not right. We have to always be stand up for others. So, yeah, that's basically it.
And you've seen firsthand wars. You know, you've seen the bomb shelters. So, you know, again, you see this from such a different perspective. You have such a worldly view of what's actually going on.
Yeah, you always have to go like with an open mind. Just because I'm Palestinian does not mean I can't help Syrians, African Americans, or Mexicans. I could help everyone.
It's such a wonderful attitude. We commend you so much. You're such an inspiration. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have 4 siblings.
Older or younger?
I have 2 older brothers and 1 little brother and a little sister.
Who's your favorite? I have to play the role of Steve Cochran here for. No, you don't have to say a favorite. You love them all, right?
Yes, of course.
No, say a favorite.
Yeah, say a favorite.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Sarah?
I'd like to be a dermatologist.
Oh, that's very cool.
I thought she was going to say a teacher.
Yeah, Sarah, you are just wonderful. What's next? I mean, is there another fundraiser planned, or are you going to do... I'm sure there's more fundraising efforts that you have on your mind.
Yes, I'd love to help Palestine. I'd love to help any place that's in need of help. I always love to volunteer. Yeah.
What do you do for fun, Sarah?
I like to volunteer.
Look at that. God, you're the best. We love you, Sarah. Hey, congratulations again on all of your success. And, you know, we expect great things from you, and I know we'll all see that.
Thank you.
That's our Kid of the Week, Sarah Schumann. Hold the line, Sarah. You're going to get a lot of great prizes. If you nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week, a kid you know could be featured right here on the Cochran Show and win great prizes, including an Amazon gift card and a Lou Malnati's pizza. So make your nominees today. Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. So again, all you have to do is go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a kid between the ages of 9 and 18 that you think should be the Kid of the Week.
Go, Sarah. Congratulations to Sarah and her family. That's a phenomenally well-raised child, right?
Of course. Sponsored by Allstate 645.